We'll hear from the manager, Aaron Boone, momentarily. Yankees shut out 2-0, and the Rangers had their way. Nathan Eovaldi had his way from a pitching standpoint. He's carving the Yankees up. And meantime, I call this a gritty outing for Will Warren. A more bumpy path traveled for sure than Eovaldi, but same destination through 5 shutouts. Second inning, the navigation, impressive. Walk Jock Peterson and Wyatt Langford to start that second inning. Bore down, bullied the bottom of the order. Then the third inning, leadoff double by Josh Smith. That would be all. Warren wiggling, 3-ball count, 6 of them in 3 innings, but walking a tightrope, balancing it. Fourth inning, Jock Peterson suddenly seen a beach ball against the Yankees after he was hitting around 120 entering this series. Leadoff double in that fourth. Warren, though, got Langford on a grounder to short. Peterson raced to third, and a big 3-2 pitch to Rowdy Tellez, who hurt his wrist on the 3-1 swing. He's wincing. The full count pitch. Tellez popped to third. So 2 out, Peterson off third, and Warren whiffed Jonah Heim. 4th strikeout, finished the 4th inning. Once again, Rangers stranding those base runners. Move forward to the 5th. Warren, 8th 3-ball count. A 1-out walk to Smith. Then got a lazy fly ball from Seager. And how about a 9th 3-ball count? 3-2, slinging it to Semien.
3-2, Smith about to take off. He goes, here's a pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Sinker, great movement on that pitch by Will Warren for strikeout number 5, strands another runner for the Rangers.
So Warren finishing with a flourish, 5 shutout, keeping it deadlocked, and the traffic theme continued. Camilo Doval, 6th inning, back-to-back base hits, Adolis Garcia, and who else? Jock Peterson. But Doval, a massive first pitch double play. Wyatt Langford, 6-6-3, and that meant Camilo? Calm as ever, he could induce a grounder from Tellez, ended the inning, but Eovaldi on the flip side. He was through 6 innings of 1 hit ball on just 81 pitches. Anthony Volpe, the 2-out hustle double in the 3rd inning, but Trent Grisham immediately grounded to first. That was the only hint of hope against Eovaldi tonight. 7th inning, Eovaldi, some economy. 2 out, nobody on, Cody Bellinger.
First pitch, bouncing ball right side to Semien, the second baseman. A couple of hops, and you couldn't ask for more efficiency.
Wow.
As Nathan Eovaldi cruises through this inning and the entire game.
8-pitch inning. Eovaldi retiring 21 of 22 at that point. 89 pitches through 7. Bottom 7. Luke Weaver, 2 out. Smith's second double a day. Served it to left, but Weaver, eyes of fire against Corey Seager.
2-2 pitch. He'll be on the edge of his seat. Strike 3 called. Wow. Weaver closes the door in the 7th inning. He froze Seager on a fastball down and in to the 8th inning. Scoreless. Oh, that pitch was beautiful.
But Eovaldi followed that with a 1-2-3 easy, breezy 8th inning. So 25 Yankees face tonight for Eovaldi. 24 directly back to the dugout. Bottom half. Nothing. Devin Williams right back at after another heartbreaker last night. With 1 out, Adolis Garcia dug in for our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
1-1 from Williams to Garcia as we play bottom 8. Pitch swing on, driven to left, back in up. Dominguez reaches up, can't get it off his glove. Ricochets off the wall, retrieves it, and Garcia's in to second with a double.
That was catchable and a shaky route, but what followed from Devin Williams, the bigger problem. But that Garcia double, a Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Due to our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, you'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Devin Williams following that double, the misplay by Dominguez. 7 of the next 8 pitches were out of the zone. So he didn't help himself. Didn't help the team. Back-to-back walks. Peterson, Langford, loaded the bases, and Rowdy Tellez, tweaked wrist and all. 10-pitch battle. 4-2 strike foul ball. Some attrition. Moment of truth. Bases loaded. Scoreless game. Bottom 8. Today's electrifying drive of the game.
Here we go. Pitch number 10. A 3-2 pitch. The crowd in an uproar. The pitch. Swing on. Line drive, base hit, center field. Garcia scores. They're sending Peterson. Here's a throw to the plate. Not in time. It's partially cut off. A 2-run single by Rowdy Tellez, and it's 2-0 Texas.
And the Devin Williams struggles continue for our electrifying drive of the game, brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer. Today, the two-run single, our insurance runs, brought to you by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance, NJM.com. Evaldi out after eight. Brilliant. I might sell it short. Brilliant innings for the Rangers. And on for the ninth, Phil Maton, the old foe from Houston. Now he's with Texas via the trade deadline. And Maton, after the McMahon leadoff single, Anthony Volpe out, Giancarlo Stanton in. He roped one to shortstop, but Seager smothered it, knew who was running, so turned it into an easy 6-4-3 double play. Two out, nobody on. Trent Grisham waved and missed for strike three, and the Yankees shut out 2-0. They're off to an 0-5 start to the six-game road trip. A big series finale coming up tomorrow. We have Yankees Rewind, catch a segment on demand on the free Odyssey app anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN. Coming up, hear from the manager, Aaron Boone, on the Verizon Yankees postgame show, WFAN Yankees Radio.